saying next year. It's been 7 years.
It might be.
Okay, I'll call the board back in session.
Next case, 11147 Gary Perkey, south of Route 54, Lighthouse Road, northeast of Swan Drive, being lot 50 within Swan Keys Development. A variance from the rear yard setback requirement.
Can you please state your name and address for the record?
Gil Fleming, 13 Radcliffe Drive, Rehoboth Beach, Delaware, 19971.
Do you swear or affirm testimony you're about to give the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I do.
Thank you.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen.
Thank you very much.
Good evening.
You're here to meet on a second occasion, I believe, for this case, due to the rear yard setback this time, in which we have initially had an approval for 9-foot setback from the lagoon at Swan Drive in Swan Keys. And the home ended up being set at 8.8 due to unknown reasons. So we're here to get hopefully approval for that that variation. Do I need to go through the?
Yes, sir.
Yes. Okay. Initially, this lot is unique in its size. It didn't allow a lot of space at all for a home to go on it. So a specialized home that was a smaller house had to be placed on this lot to begin with because of the building envelope that was allotted to the lot prior to the home being put there. Then that did create a difficulty because of the size of the building envelope, allowing us only so much space to fit in that area. Possibility of development, not really due to the setbacks and to, again, the uniqueness of the size of the lot. Swan Keys is known to have many variances given because some of these lots that come closer to the point are much smaller than the other ones that are allotted in there. As of usual, this being on a circular drive did cut into the lot as well, being it is on more of the point area of the Swan Keys. The variance is necessary to enable reasonable use of the property. It was approved previously for this home to be placed on this lot. We're talking about a couple of inches pretty much or less that the home is not in compliance due to the setting of it. The difficulty was not created by the applicant. Applicant has done everything in due diligence to try to stay within the allowance of the area on the lot. It will not affect the surrounding areas. There's this Swan Keys is riddled with older homes, many different variations in that area, as you know. Plenty of variances have been approved and allotted to Swan Keys. It will not affect the surroundings of the area whatsoever. As a matter of fact, this home beautifies it. The variance will not, it doesn't permanently impair the appropriate use or development of any adjacent properties. So there's no real infringement upon neighbors or anything like that. This is, again, towards the bulkhead that we're discussing tonight, not towards neighboring properties. It won't be detrimental to the public welfare in any way, shape, or form. Variance is representative of the least amount of modification possible for this particular lot and the uniqueness of the lot and the way it is conformed. It is definitely a unique circumstance. The variance is the minimum afforded due to the rear setback being different once set. This would be the minimum that we would be asking for, or the least modification that we would be asking for.
Okay. Well done. questions from members of the board? Mr. Rickards?
No.
Mr. Whitman?
No.
Mr. Edson?
No.
Mr. Mills?
No.
Mr. Galloway?
No.
Hearing no questions. Are there any persons here that are in favor of this application? Is there anyone here in opposition to this application? Chair, hearing none, I'll entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, I think Mr. Fleming has addressed the standards well. It's obvious there's a uniqueness because of the lot size is extremely small. They're not asking for anything exceptionally large to be placed there. Therefore, I think it's necessary to enable reasonable use of the property. As he stated, it wasn't created by the applicant. Obviously won't alter the essential character of the neighborhood and a minimum afford relief. I make a motion we approve case number 11,147.
Do you have a second to that motion?
Second.
Okay, I have a motion by Mr. Mills and a second by Mr. Hudson that we approve case number 11,147. All those in favor of the motion? Mr. Rickards?
Aye, for the reasons stated.
Mr. Workman?
Aye, for the reasons that were stated.
Again, Mr. Hudson?
Aye, also for the reasons.
And Mr. Mills?
Aye, for my reasons.
Aye, Mr. Galloway, for the previous reasons that were stated. So by a vote of 5-0, case number 11,147 is approved.
Thank you very much.